This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Okay, the Mike Francesa injury report is brought to you by the Hospital for Special Surgery and by the Score Bet, the way betting was meant to be. Dr. O'Brien's with us, and we'll start. First, let me tell you, we were going to do Cam Newton, but we don't have to. He's out. Now, how long he's going to be out, we'll have to wait and see. We'll deal with that next week, but he's already been ruled out of the game officially just now, so he will not play this week. Doc, let's start with Sam Darnold, because the head coach, now again, he doesn't make this decision, but he said he's preparing for him to be back for week 5. There's been no medical talk about that. There has been a lot of talk about what you talked about last week, that it could be very hard to calculate when his spleen is okay for football. I don't know. Do you have any more on how you think they're going to be able to judge that?
No, and that's because there's no good data. First of all, let's start with the fact that there's no precedent for someone coming back in the same year. And I'll just point out that if your son were a boxer and he was going to go in a boxing match 5 weeks after mononucleosis, would you want him out there? There's no data on this either way, and that's the problem. But what there is data on is what's called auto rupture. So not only can the spleen be big, but as we talked about, it can be vulnerable, and auto rupture can be disastrous. Now,
what do you think they should do? What's the reasonable course of action for the Jets?
Okay, put him down for the season. I spoke to a good buddy of mine who's a general surgeon, who's one of the best in the country, who also played football, and he not only gave his opinion, but put what the current recommendations are, and that they should not consider any contact for at least 2 months. Now, that's in the ordinary case. Now, in the case of an NFL situation in a passer, you have a 290-pound guy with a plastic helmet coming at full speed and an unprotected guy. I'd love to be wrong here, but if something happens to him, there's just going to be no excuses. There's no data to argue for him.
This is one of the trickiest things. Now, I don't know why he made the statement week 5. He did. Now, again, he might be way off as far as what the doctors are thinking. He has Donald spoke 2 days ago and said he has not even started the condition yet. He has not even started to work out yet. So I don't know where week 5 came from Gaze. Maybe that's just wishful thinking. He made the statement 2 days ago. I think he'll be ready to start week 5. We have no idea that's true. But this is going to be very touchy. So I guess the first thing they can – my point is there anything that is reasonable that they can do in examining the spleen that would give them an assurance that they were on the right track?
Mike, that's a great question. And I not only looked at all the literature, but I spoke to one of the most prominent radiologists in the country. And they can measure the size of the spleen by ultrasound and by MRI, but they can't assess the integrity. Do you follow? So if you have a balloon that's got thin walls, it can pop. And if you have a structure that has thick walls and it's structurally sound, it's not going to. There's no good test, unless there's maybe one of your listeners who's a liver spleen scan expert. But all the experts I talked to said there's no way to guarantee on the structural integrity. So the usual thing is to wait a minimum of at least 2 months. But that's not an NFL player. We're dealing with the highest risk athlete you could have other than a boxer.
To be continued. Now, Mosley, you said you thought he wouldn't play last week. You were dead on. He's not playing, and he's not playing again this week. So you were right about Mosley, and they've taken the right path of action in your thought process with the groin.
Absolutely. You want him for the middle and tail end of the season. My guess is he'll come back. Now, groins come back quicker than hamstrings and calves, okay? So he'll probably be back maybe in a week or maybe two at the most. I don't think he'll be out 6 weeks. And the groin doesn't re-pull as often. With him, it's going to be more of a performance issue. He could be probably out there on the field and weather through the pain, but he'll be a different player. I think you'll see him back in the next 2 weeks.
All right. Now, I mentioned Newton. Breeze, they're saying 6 to 8. They said the surgery went perfect. From what you know with the thumb, is that fair that he should be ready in 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah, the good news for them, Mike, is at the 6 week mark, they have a bye. So he's going to pick up an extra week. These injuries heal quickly and the surgery works extremely well. It's really going to be a matter of him getting comfort with the ball. I think he'll be back after their bye week for sure.
Zeitler for the Giants is on the report with a shoulder and is questionable for the game. Anything on him?
You know what, Mike? I looked hard. I didn't see a diagnosis, but it's going to be one of two things. It's either a rotator cuff contusion or AC joint sprain, both of which he should be able to play with. It's just a matter of dealing with the discomfort. If it's the AC joint, they can give him a little shot and calm it down. If it's a rotator cuff, it's only a matter of strength. He can compensate for that. I think he'll be a full go. He was a full participant in Thursday practice.
And your favorite player missed practice on Wednesday, Tom Brady, with a calf. Now, calves are tricky, and Tom's not young, but we know he's going to play. But how limited do you think he will be with the calf, if anything?
You'll notice nothing to the point that you probably won't even know what calf it is. He had a minor strain. I read all the reports. They couldn't even tell at practice which one it was. He jogged without a limp. He moved around through without any problem. You know, he can't move anyway other than in the pocket, so I don't think you'll see anything with him. The one thing that's of a little bit of concern, though, we spoke about this with Durant. He's at an age where the Achilles and the calf can really be a big problem. You know, athletes over 30 in the professional sports world, that's when stuff happens with the Achilles and their calf. So, but with the injury he's got right now, Mike, it's not of any concern.
Doug, let me bring up Roethlisberger before we go. And Roethlisberger, his future, is this something that will impact him? Or if he wants to continue, and I don't know if he will or not want to continue next year, but if he does, will he be okay to continue next year?
100%, yeah. Now, I don't know whether his diagnosis is on the inner side of the ligament on the inner side or the ligament on the outer side, because when I watched the videos, he was clutching the outer side of his elbow. But that's an uncommon injury unless it came from some previous contact. The medial collateral ligament, or the Tommy John ligament, if you want, doing that in football athletes works extremely well because they don't put as much stress throwing a football as they would a baseball. So whether it's on the inside or the outside, he'll definitely be back as the same player next year, no question.
And let me bring up Cam Newton, for a second. He's sitting out with the foot. Now, how about the idea of going forward with the foot injury that he has?
You know what? It's too bad. This injury goes back to August. And what happens, they got an X-ray in the MRI, and they said there was no complete tear. Now, they're parsing words because an incomplete tear can become a complete tear. And an incomplete tear can hurt as much as a complete tear. So I think, and it's his left foot, Mike. So unfortunately, you might not see him back for another 6 weeks.
Wow. So he might be gone for a while. Okay.
He might, because a midfoot injury in the plant foot of a quarterback is a big issue. Remember back to Peyton Manning when he partially ruptured his plantar fascia, he was out for 6 weeks.
Wow, good point. All right, thanks, Doc, very much. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. O'Brien's special surgery. So, again, he was in front of the whole thing with Sam Darnold last week, saying this could be a very extensive and very hard on the Jets. We've heard that. Now, Gaze has made comments about week 5. From everything else I've heard, I don't even know how that's possible, but we'll see it. We'll see how it happens week by week. We know he's out this week. We know Newton's out this week. You heard about the other guys. Back after this.